Number 56. The Retired Couple. The retired diva bought a mansion in the doldrums. She had married an Oxford don many years ago, and the doddering old professor kept her company now. He doddered and dithered around the domicile. He often divagated when he talked, which made some people think he was adult, which was not true. He would sometimes sit doggo in his greenhouse, which had a huge dome. He appeared to be doleful, but his dolorous expression hid what was going on in his still very active mind, which was the creation of a new doctrine. Each day he would add to a document in which he explained the entire dogma. Who would have thought that the man who domesticated wild animals would also be a writer of dogmatic and doctrinaire theories? Dogmatism was not the domain of the ex-diva. She still fancied herself as an artistic person, and composed ditties and doggerels. She was the dominant partner in the marriage, and her domination of her husband became clear at the social functions they attended to divert themselves occasionally. Before they divested themselves of their hats and coats, she would tell him who he should doff his hat at. Her husband didn't appear to mind at all when she domineered him. The apparently docile man showed no signs of distress at all. The ex-diva was a good diver and was dogged in trying to achieve a perfect dive. They were a wealthy couple, living on the dividends of wise investments, and were big donors to local charities. They donated not only money, but also diverse items. The diverse non-monetary items were wrapped and had dockets on them, which divulged what they were and who they were for. The charitable divestiture of these items of great diversity aroused praise from all who knew them. They believed that they had a duty to distribute a little of their wealth around the district. They also never threatened to dock the wages of their servants if the servants broke anything by accident. It was a sad day indeed when, in a divine act, the ex-diva and the man she had dominated for so many years died in a diurnal car crash. There was a diversion on the road. Further on, the road diverged. The car was found in a ditch beside one of the divergent roads. The car had swerved into the ditch when they tried to dodge falling rocks.